1 Corinthians chapter 9. Am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Yeshua the Messiah our Master? Are you not my work in Yeshua? If I am not an apostle to others, yet indeed I am to you. For you are the seal of my apostleship in Yeshua. This is my answer to those who examine me. Do we have no right to eat and to drink? Do we not have the right to take along a believing wife as do other apostles, the brothers of the Master and Cephas? Or is it only Barnabas and I who have no right to refrain from working? Who goes to war at any time at his own expense? Who plants a vineyard, but does not eat of its fruit? Or who feeds a flock, but does not drink of the flock's milk? Do I say these things as a man? Or does the law not say the same thing also? For it is written in the law of Moses, "You shall not muzzle the mouth of the ox while it treads out the grain." Is Elohim concerned about oxen? Or does he say it completely for our sake? For our sake, no doubt, this is written so that he who plows should plow in hope, and that he who threshes in hope should partake of his hope. If we have sown for you spiritual things, is it a great thing if we shall reap your material things? If others partake of this right over you, should not we instead? Nevertheless, we have not used this right, but suffer all things, lest we might hinder the gospel of the Messiah. Do you not know that those who minister unto holy things live from the things of the temple? And do you not know that those who wait at the altar partake of the altar? In the same way, the Master has ordained that those who preach the gospel should live from the gospel. But I have used none of these rights, nor have I written these things that it should be so done to me. For it would be better for me to die than allow anyone to make my boasting void. Though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of, for the requirement is laid upon me. Yes, woe unto me if I do not preach the gospel. So if I do this willingly, I have a reward, but if against my will, I have been entrusted with a commission. What is my reward then? Truly that when I preach the gospel, I may present the gospel of the Messiah without charge, so that I may not abuse my authority in the gospel. For though I am free from all men, I have made myself servant to all, that I might win even more. To the Jews, I became as a Jew, that I might win the Jews, to those who are under the law, as under the law, that I might win those who are under the law. To those who are outside the law, as outside the law, being not without Elohim's law, but under the Messiah's law, that I might win those who are outside the law. To the weak, I became as weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. This I do for the gospel's sake, that I might partake of it with you. Do you not know that all those who run in a race run, but one receives the prize? So run, that you may obtain it. Everyone who strives for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible one. So, therefore, I run, not with uncertainty. So I fight, not as one who beats the air. But I bring and keep my body under subjection, lest when preaching to others I myself should be disqualified.